Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5. It's Chum 104.5's Breakfast Battle. Let the battle round begin.
I've got to win today.
A lot of people got to win today.
Yeah, like...
Namely, our Raptors. But, sure. Everyone wants to win Breakfast Battle.
Melanie, are you up for it, Melanie?
I really want to give you a win today, Mayor.
Oh, good. And then, Amanda, what about Jamar?
Jamar's got to win.
Yeah, listen, man. I have the hot hand right now. So, just welcome to the winner's circle, I think.
Yeah, the hot gift card is to Sail. $500 to spend there. It's an outdoor destination. You're going to love that. Today, the topic is nicknames, from celebrities to cities and couples.
Nicknames.
Yeah. Cool. So we're going to give you a nickname of a celeb, city or couple, and you give us the real name or names. All right. Now, up first, I think, Jamar, you and Amanda.
Okay. Amanda,
yeah.
Take a deep breath out like you've already been doing. Okay. And let's get this battle started. Caitlin Green, please bring us in.
Amanda, your 30 seconds starts now.
The nickname is The Rock.
Is Dwayne Johnson.
Bad Gal Riri.
Bad Gal Riri. Rihanna.
The Fresh Prince.
Of Bel Air is Will Smith.
J Law.
Is Jennifer Lawrence.
Couple name, Kimye.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West.
The Big Smoke.
Is Big Smoke. Hamilton?
Biebs.
Maybe Justin Bieber.
Posh Spice?
Is Victoria Beckham.
Okay, she got Toronto.
Did she?
But not the first time.
Okay.
Yeah, it was Hamilton. Hamilton and then Toronto. So we're going to give it to you, which means you got eight.
Eight!
Oh. Eight,
eight is
right.
Great. We usually take your first answer, but because we are in Toronto and is the Big Smoke,
is
and we're
going to
win
the,
tonight.
Isn't Hamilton the Big Ham?
It's the Big Ham, the city
Hammer.
Of waterfalls.
It's the city of waterfalls, everybody.
Oh, okay.
Visit Hamilton. Okay, Melanie, we got to win this. You got to get nine.
Okay, Mara, I'm gonna really try.
You're gonna do it.
All right.
Don't give me that attitude.
All right.
You're gonna do it. Okay, Caitlin, take us in.
Melanie, your 30 seconds starts now.
J Lo.
Jennifer Lopez.
Mimi.
Mariah Carey.
J T.
Justin Timberlake.
Joe Bros.
Jonas Brothers.
Brangelina.
Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
T Swizzle.
Taylor Swift.
Champagne Poppy.
I don't know. Pass.
The Big Apple.
New York.
Scary Spice.
Mel B.
Rocket Man.
Elton John.
Yeah!
You just clinched it with that last one. That was 9 points, so you win.
I really love it. Champagne Poppy is Drake.
Oh, okay.
Drake is the champagne.
Yeah, Big Smoke, Toronto. Big game tonight, Raptors. And you know what, guys? I know you won the battle today, but I want to just tell you, we've got the pyramid game. We've got a pair of Raptors tickets for tonight's game at 8:15. Meantime, Melanie, you've won a $500 gift card to Sail, the biggest outdoor destination for camping and climbing and hiking. Enjoy.
I'm a canoe and kayaker, so I'm so excited.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, where do you do that?
My kayak lives at Harborfront, but I also paddle in BC and all over Canada.
I am so impressed. Somebody that's actually going to use this card.
Yes, thank you.
That is amazing. $500. What are you going to buy? New paddles? What are you going to do?
It might be a new paddle. It might be a new paddling jacket. Maybe a new dry bag for stuff.
Yeah. Look at I'm
that.
So impressed
so she's
by
really,
this.
You're really in on that.
You are really in on that. Because I was just going to go there and get a backpack and, you know, some great hiking shoes. But you are
no,
in
I'm
it.
A, I'm a, yeah, yeah. Like, I like to go up to Algonquin Park and I take pictures of, like, the moose and stuff like that.
Oh, you are so impressive. Melanie and Jordan, I'm so glad you won this prize.
And I'm glad to give you a win, Mara.
Yeah, thank you so much. And
all right.
I asked for
the congratulations, because the prize was tailor-made for you, and you deserve it.
Oh, Amanda.
So nice.
You're sweet.
Thanks, Amanda.
Wait, are you sure you didn't throw that? You sound like you really wanted to win too badly.
No, I really wanted to win. I played before, and I lost by one. So this is okay.
All good.
Both of you, thank you for a great game. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
If you're ever trying to get in on the Breakfast Battle, remember every morning at 6:30 right here on Chum, that's when we go head-to-head. Good job, Marilyn.
We spoke to a real kayaker, a real athlete. That's fantastic.
Isn't that crazy?
I see them, and I go, Where are they going? What are they doing? But that's amazing.
You know where's like the kayak capital of the world? Portland, Oregon. Everyone there has like a kayak jacket and a paddle in their backpack.
Really?
It's like, what is going on out here? Everyone ever hear of a car? Look who's here, Jack Armstrong. Woo! In the house.
All right, hello.
Who better to start Raptors fever here at Chum than the legendary broadcaster, Jack Armstrong? Listen, Jack, we have some interesting parallels, you and I. So we're both New Yorkers who are now in Toronto.
Transplants,
yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, there's never enough New York around the world.
I would agree with you. Brooklyn
right?
is in the house. Now, I think this town is very special. I've been here for like a few short months, and I say that there's some similarities, but there are things about Toronto that just make this place like no other place on earth. Wouldn't you agree?
I would totally agree. I think people... Here's my thing. I always say this to folks about the Toronto Raptor fan base. You go to a Raptor game, it's the most multicultural fan base of the 30 teams in the NBA. It's like the United Nations, and everyone gets along and pulls together and you know, has that common
goal. It's a united
goal.
Front, isn't it?
It really is a united front.
It's remarkable.
Front.
Yeah. It really is. It's a joy to watch, and it's a city where people are very respectful of each other and tolerant, and growing up in New York, and you know how it is. I mean, it's I think you can learn a lot from how things are here. It's really nice to see. I'm happy to be here, and people are happy that I am here.
Right.
So,
we got three Americans right here doing a Canadian broadcast.
Look at that.
Right.
Look at that.
Yeah, and it's great. How do you feel about the game tonight?
I'm excited. You know, I don't know what's going to happen because it's the Raptors' first time in the NBA Finals. But to me, I mean, the energy and the enthusiasm that's going to be in the building is going to be off the charts. I mean, I'm just so excited for the fans who have been waiting, 24 years for this moment, and for fans all across Canada, to see how right now the team is being embraced. And I think 6 years ago when the Raptors did that We the North campaign,
right.
That was brilliant. Mm-hmm. I mean, absolutely brilliant. It brought everyone together. And people identify with it.
Here's another question for you. Not a lot of sportsy people. There's some people who are sportsy and some not so much that listen to the show. What are the chances in the series for this team?
Oh, I think the Raptors have a legitimate chance. Yeah. There's no question about it. I mean, they beat the Warriors twice during the season.
Right.
Yes. Right.
In the last few years, they've played really well against them. Their games have been wildly entertaining. So when I reflect on it and look ahead, I feel really confident going into this series. Win, lose, I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know that I feel very confident, and I think the Raptors feel confident that if they play to their potential, they have a chance in every night that they play.
I do have a young person-ish question. What do you think about Drake? We are hearing so much talk about Drake's sideline antics and the NBA now talking to the Raptors about this. From your perspective, is this a distraction or is it just kind of fun?
I think it's kind of fun. I mean, I'm not bragging. I know him, and I talk to him about basketball. And the thing that to me is the most important is that he knows the game.
Right.
He's passionate. He loves his city. He loves his team. He's really into it. And that's the most important thing is you have a guy who cares. So I think I love his passion.
I love, and he
legitimately cares. And I use this line a lot. There's a lot of people out there that are a mile wide and an inch thick. Mm. They know a lot about a little.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually an educated fan who follows the games when he's traveling. He'll come back from a road trip, and I'll stand there on the court chat with him, and he'll... we'll have a legitimate basketball conversation. I'm like, this guy watches the games. He's really into it. Do some of the opposing players get a little ticked off, but they also get a kick out of it.
But that's basketball. Yeah. Basketball
guys talk smack.
Yes, it's flamboyant.
Yeah.
It's big. It's loud. That's basketball.
Yeah, hey, this is showbiz.
This is not. Don't be polite.
Yeah, this is showbiz. We're not going to the opera.
Right.
Now,
exactly.
See, now I hear you gearing up. Give us one of your famous phrases there, Jack.
Oh, boy. All right. I'm ready to go. It's early. I don't want to peek too early.
Come on, Jack.
Get that garbage out of here.
This is an E-Talk Entertainment update. Man, we just have people who are just going to this game, running through our studio.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get a little, I'm starting to feel some type of way.
Hey, like, who do you know, Lainey?
Everybody who comes into the studio has a ticket to the game tonight, except the people in the studio. Well, Lainey.
Who I know is Marcy Ian. Yeah. She has season tickets. And she has had season tickets since the franchise began.
Okay.
And so if anyone deserves to be there, it's Marcy Ian. And probably I don't deserve to be there, but I'm her friend. So That's my hookup.
So good. And what a great person to go with. All right. So you're going to tonight. What's happening in Hollywood?
I couldn't wait to come in here and talk to you about this story because I just think it's so funny. So Tiffany Haddish is part of a comedy actress roundtable at the Hollywood Reporter. And she told this hilarious story about auditions. So she would go audition and she'd do her thing. And then she'd leave her bag in the audition room, but her phone would be in her bag and she'd leave the voice recording app open. Then like maybe after 3 minutes, she'd run back in. She'd be like, oh my God, I forgot my bag. Sorry. And so she'd get her bag and then she'd play back what they said about her in the audition, which I think is, first of all, genius.
Yeah, but I don't know if I have this. I'm too thin-skinned for this.
Well, exactly. Genius, but also terrifying because she did reveal that when she played it back, a lot of the things that they said were, like, really horrible.
Like what?
Ranging from she wasn't very good, which, you know, is expected, to not so nice things like we should really be looking for a white person. Like, things like that, right?
Wow.
Sharing these kinds of anecdotes. But I'm just saying, I thought it was so interesting and so funny for people out there listening. If you have the cojones, maybe try it and let us know.
No.
Let Marilyn Jamar know what happened
in the next
interview.
I'm taking a red pill. I'm staying in the Matrix. I don't want to know. Everyone loves me and life is great. That's me.
Yeah.
Oh my
Too
goodness.
Much information, right?
Too much information.
All right.
And then quickly, another thing I couldn't wait to tell you. Sarah Hyland from Modern Family.
Who I love.
She's been dating her boyfriend, Wells Adams, for a couple of years. They're super serious. They live together. Probably they're going to get married. They talk about it all the time. But he says that even though they have been together for 2 years, their parents haven't met each other yet. And the reason why is because their parents exist on different political spectrums. And so they deliberately keep these people apart. And Wells was like, yeah, there's one time and one time only our parents will meet. It will be at the wedding and they will never meet again.
Wow.
Like they already know.
That's how opposed they are politically.
Yes. His family's from Texas. They're super conservative.
Yeah.
They are Hollywood based. They have all kinds of friends who are artists. He's like, my parents would definitely get into fights and be offensive. So imagine going into a marriage. I mean, they're not engaged yet, but already they're talking about it, knowing our parents will never be friends. Our parents will be kept so far apart. And everybody knows this. It's on the table.
Yeah,
you don't have to be uncomfortable about why.
As they see in broadcasting, know your audience.
Know your audience,
right.
Yeah.
Well, nice to see you. Have fun at the game.
Thank you.
If you have the time tomorrow, can you call us tomorrow and let us know what you saw and what you thought?
Of course.
If you have time.
You know what? I'm here early, so I'll just bleary-eyed stumble in here.
Yeah, that'd be great. I was expecting a phone call, but that's great. Have a great time with Marcy tonight.
Thank you.
Lainey's on CTV's E Talk. You can see it Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock.
I'm going to be all over our IG tonight.
Chum Pyramid time. Raptors tickets on the line. We're going to ask 7 questions total, and the person who answers the very last question wins the tickets to see the Raps and the Warriors tonight. 9 p.m. Scotiabank Arena. This is the moment you've been waiting for. Our first player is on the line, I believe.
Elizabeth.
Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Nervous? I'm so excited.
Yeah, excited, nervous. How are you feeling?
Nervous.
All right. Well, get the nerves under control. We have 7 questions. If you get the 7th one right, you are going tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you miss an answer, we have to move on to the next caller. Right, Jamar?
Absolutely.
So, I love what you said before we started this.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep calling.
Just keep calling.
Because if you're listening and someone gets something wrong, call in right away.
So, you have the lucky and unlucky seat, Elizabeth, as you're the first caller. All right, let's get this thing started. This is the Chum Pyramid. Marilyn Dennis, are you ready?
I'm ready. And we're doing the honor system. There's no Googling. I don't give you enough time anyway to do it.
Good call.
All right, here we go, Elizabeth.
Chum Pyramid starts now.
Who lost the 2016 U.S. presidential election even though she had almost 3 million more votes?
Hillary Clinton.
Question number 2. Just a few weeks ago, a horse named Country House won by disqualification at what famous annual horse race?
The Kentucky Derby.
That's correct. 2 years ago, Moonlight won the Oscar for Best Picture, but what movie was mistakenly announced as the winner?
3 seconds.
Three.
Thank you so
thank
much
you,
for playing.
Elizabeth.
Whoa, okay.
All right, here we go.
Made it to question number three. Our next player is on the line. Good morning.
Hi, what's your name?
Chris.
2 years ago, Moonlight won the Oscar for Best Picture, but what movie was mistakenly announced as the winner?
3 seconds.
Hey, Chris, we have to say goodbye.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, we got another caller. Okay, who's the caller? Hi, what's your name?
Oh, Becky. We got Becky.
Becky, are you there?
Becky Breezy.
Hello.
Breezy Beck. What's going on, Becky? Question number three.
Okay, 2 years ago, Moonlight won the Oscar for Best Picture, but what movie was mistakenly announced as the winner?
Oh, my God.
Okay, we have to go
in. Three, two, thank you.
All right. Question number three. We're stuck on three. All right, who's on the line?
Lauren.
Hey, Lauren, 2 years ago, Moonlight won the Oscar for Best Picture, but what movie was mistakenly announced as the winner? Lauren? Okay, we got another person?
Lauren's gone.
They're gone. I'm not even going to guess that one.
Can you hear us?
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
Joanna.
2 years ago, Moonlight won the Oscar for Best Pick. What movie was mistakenly announced as the winner?
La La Land.
Good girl. We go to four. For the last 2 years, what team has eliminated the Toronto Maple Leafs in the playoffs?
The Cavaliers.
Go to the next caller.
Wow.
Thank you so much for calling. Oh, who do we have next there? Curtis? Go ahead, sweetie. Do we have anybody?
Oh, we're waiting.
Are you still kidding me?
Still loading.
Still loading.
Ready?
Still loading.
There's a bottleneck on the phone line. I like that.
That does happen sometimes. Who's on the line,
Lydia? Should be Rocco.
Rocco.
Hello.
For the last 2 years, what team has eliminated the Toronto Maple Leafs in the playoffs?
The Boston Bruins.
Right. Question number five for you, Rocco. What famous TV series was about a plane crash, survivors on a mysterious island in the South Pacific?
Lost.
Question number six for Rocco. In 2011, what actor popularized the following word?
Wow, winning.
Who's that?
Charlie Sheen.
All right, now Jamar.
Oh, Rocco.
Let's lead up to Rocco's. Question seven.
If you answer this question, you're getting the tickets. Game one tonight, Raptors, Golden State. Get it wrong, we move on. You got it?
Sure.
Okay, Rocco, this is for the tickets for tonight. Here we go. Last year, the Raptors traded the very popular DeMar DeRozan to San Antonio for the guy who is now the Raptors' leader in playoff points. Who is he, Rocco?
Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah!
Rocco's modern life takes him to Scotiabank Arena tonight to see the Raptors!
Rocco, you're going to the game!
Sick, thank you.
That is so cool, Rocco.
Hey, Rocco, how hard was it to get through the lines a little bit ago?
I was probably redialing for about 5 or 6 minutes.
Okay, Jamar mentioned, just keep dialing, keep just doing it, yeah. Well, thank you to everybody else who played, and I know you thank them too, Rocco, but you got the tickets to tonight's game. Have a great time.
Awesome, thank you so much.
And thanks for listening to Chum.
Isn't that great?
Yeah,
everyone tenderized the meat for Rocco before he chew it. That's great. Hey, Rocco, we'll see you tonight. Have a great one. All right, something brand new for you guys. Take a listen.
The official Chum Friday song.
Friday! Yay! Song. It's Friday. Well, not today, but
I thought it was when I woke up this morning.
I felt like it, that's for sure. Yeah. But, you know, Friday just has that vibe. It's something brand new. And, you know, you wake up and you're feeling like energized. And you just need something a little different to put the cherry on top. And that's what Friday is. We're going to do it. That cherry is going to be music. Each one of us in here have a song that we will nominate for the official Chum 104.5 Friday song. There's a Jamar song, a Marilyn song, there's a Caitlin song. Your job is to vote on the song that gets to be the Friday, kick off the Friday morning into the weekend song. So let's start by hearing each song that we chose.
Yeah, so we did kind of a theme this time to kick everything off because the Raptors playoffs, you know, that whole thing. I said to you guys earlier, you know, the Raptors, they really don't have an anthem or anything like that. They have like a song.
Something that we could set the mood of Raptors basketball with.
Right.
That will be our Friday theme this week.
So here is what I suggest as the Maryland Friday song. It's great.
We will rock you.
Sing it.
Okay.
We will
right. What about you, Jamar?
All right. This is my Friday pick for the song to get us into the weekend. Listen.
Hey.
All right, that's pretty good. Or will you vote for Caitlin's? Here's Caitlin's.
Whoop, it is Caitlin.
That's good.
Well, I'm telling you.
Classic.
They're all good. And you know, they're all played in many arenas across North America.
Uh-huh.
These are all good sports anthems.
They really are. So for our Raptors, and to kick off Friday, what do we need to do?
We need votes. So chum1045.com. Are you choosing Marilyn's song, Jamar's song, or Caitlin's song?
Go online and find out in case you forgot, but I think We Will Rock You. I think We Will Rock You.
It takes two.
Yeah.
I want to rock right now.
Yeah.
I'm Jamar and I came to get down.
I think it has to be Woof. There it is. That's a throwback to high school gym class basketball.
Oh my gosh, we've run out of time.
In honor of the Raptors.
Okay, so here we go. We're going to play it tomorrow. You vote all day today, tomorrow, and we will play the Friday song tomorrow morning at 8.
And you just smell the sweaty locker room right now. Yeah, that's what these songs made me think.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green?
Brought to you by the Plastic Surgery Clinic.
Let me know.
Game day is trending because, of course, tonight is game one of the Raptors versus Golden State. It is history in the making. Our first ever game in the NBA Finals, and Raptors fever has taken over the entire city, the entire province, the entire country. That's all anyone's talking about. So here in Toronto, cameras were already down at Jurassic Park outside of Scotiabank Arena before 7 a.m. There was a lineup forming.
I mean, CP24, there's their sister station. They were on it.
Yes, they were on it. And if you think about the fact that doors open at 3 p.m. and tip-off is at 9 p.m., that's dedication. That's the Raptors fan base for you. And one of the Raptors' biggest, definitely their most famous fan, is Drake. You know, he'll be courtside at tonight's game, but will his celebrating be more subdued? This is a funny trending story this morning surrounding the NBA Finals, because the NBA is hoping maybe he'll tone it down a bit. They apparently called the Raptors to discuss his behavior on the sidelines. They're fine with standing up. They're fine with him even shouting at other players. But apparently, the issue is walking onto the court during timeouts. Now, Jack Armstrong, voice of the Toronto Raptors for 2 decades, you've probably heard him say this a few times.
Get that garbage out of here!
Yeah, so he was in studio with us today, and I asked him what he thought about the Drake sideline behavior controversy.
I think it's kind of fun. I mean, I'm not bragging. I know him, and I talk to him about basketball. And the thing that to me is the most important is that he knows the game.
Right.
Passionate. He loves his city. He loves his team. He's really into it. And that's the most important thing, is you have a guy who cares. To some of the opposing players, I get a little ticked off, but they also get a kick out of it.
But that's, you know, basketball. Yeah. Basketball
guys
is
talks fast. Back.
Yes, it's flamboyant. Yeah. It's big. It's loud. That's basketball.
Yeah, hey, this is showbiz.
So what's he going to be doing tonight? That's the question that Vegas wants to know, in addition, of course, to who's going to win and what's actually going to happen in the game. I'm sure there's going to be no shortage of weird side bets happening. Everything from who's going to be there at the game, which celebrities will be in attendance, what everyone's going to be wearing.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to see who's going to be at the game tonight.
I can't wait. And I know Lainey is going to be there with Marcy Ian from The Social, because Marcy's a longtime fan, has had, you know, season's tickets for 24 years. So Lainey's going to stumble in tomorrow morning, teary-eyed, and she's going to tell us what she saw last night. We'll hear that around a little after 6 tomorrow.
Raptors.
Yeah.
And we'll close on some very happy trending news. Alex Trebek, as we know, was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, but he's shared with People magazine that he's responding so well to chemotherapy that his cancer is in near remission.
Wow.
With some tumors already having shrunk by more than 50%, we are all rooting for Alex, so this was some great news to receive today.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Alex Trebek.
A legendary Canadian broadcaster.
A lot for
the CBC for a long time before he moved to the
States. Did not know that. Thank you.
Yes, from Sudbury, Ontario.
Great. Well, a lot of positivity and good vibes going that way.
Hey!
Get up! Don't hit snooze anymore.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Oh. Wake up!
I love this show.
Chum 104.5.